Gentlemen, be seated. Well, Arthur, how are you tonight?
Well, so far as physicality is concerned, I'm feeling salubrious. But I'm worried to death about my wife.
What seems to be the trouble?
She's always pestering me for money. First she wants 50 cents, then a quarter. She must think I'm made of money.
What on earth does she do with all the money?
I don't know. I ain't never given none yet. Before we were married, she used to sit on my lap.
Yes.
Now she sits all over me. When we were courting, I used to hold her little hand in mine.
Yes.
Now I have to hold both her little hands so she won't beat the brains out.
Say, Mr. Porter, what size collar do you wear?
Number 15, Billy.
Well, then you ain't the dog I'm looking for.
Yeah, that'll do, Billy. Don't call me a dog.
You see, I'm so excited I don't know what I'm saying. You know I lost my dog.
Well, what name does he answer to?
He don't answer to any name. It was a dog I lost, not a parrot.
Why don't you advertise for him?
'Cause my dog don't read advertisements.
Billy Murray will sing Crocodile Isle.
Far off in Egypt's land, down by the silvery Nile, on its unbeaten sand, there lived a crocodile. He loved a green-skinned maid, but she seemed so afraid and said she'd rather roam away. So he called her love and dear,